Prohibition was a time when the making, selling, or consuming of alcohol was highly illegal. Prohibition in the United States began in the year 1920 and ended in 1933, but started as far back as the 1800s. Why such a need for a constraint on alcohol? On episode 114 of Beer Sessions Radio, hosted by Jimmy Carboni, Christine Sismondo, author of America Walks Into a Bar, tells us more.
People were drinking over 7 gallons of absolute alcohol per year in the 1830s and 1840s because there was such a glut of corn. In addition, though, I think there were a lot of illegitimate concerns. People wanted sober workforce. People were anti-immigrant. So all of these are factors that go into prohibition.
Aside from just the pleasure of drinking alcohol, back in the 1800s, many people thought beer had a nourishing factor to it.
Everybody thought that beer was the safest way to rehydrate at the time. And so it was food, it was medicine, it was water, it was life. So that's why the tavern's the center of the town.
The Blind Tiger is a popular bar in New York City today. However, that name wasn't just made up. Christine explains where names like Blind Tiger originate from and how barkeeps found creative ways to get booze to their customers.
In some places that had main laws and that sort of some form of prohibition, there were some sort of enterprising barkeepers who would do things like paint a pig with stripes. So you'd have a striped pig or a blind pig or that kind of thing. And the idea was that you came in to see the pig and you paid 5 cents admission, but you got a glass of beer to go with it, or you got a glass of whiskey to go with it. So this is just an early speakeasy.
It has been believed that many political rebellions started in taverns, further fueling the fire of alcohol, leading to trouble. Christine Sismondo fills us in.
Well, I think the American Revolution was orchestrated through a network of taverns, and I call it almost a proto-internet. People read Thomas Paine aloud to each other. They worked up the crowds with propaganda, you know, getting people riled up over the British. It's also, of course, where weapons were stored, where smuggling happened, where political campaigns were planned. So I don't see the American Revolution happening in that way without the network of taverns.
Anger, political movements, and turmoil were not the only things to generate from the usage of alcohol or the many bars and taverns inhabiting the United States. The hop harvest was a big event in upstate New York that provided the state free labor of hops gathering and a chance to find love. On episode 16 of Brooklyn Eats, hosted by Rachel Wharton, Chris O'Leary of BrewYorkNewYork.com tells us more.
One of the big benefits of brewing in New York was that you had access to massive hop harvests in upstate New York. Much of central New York, especially between about Syracuse and Buffalo, made like close to 80% of the country's hops at the time. The city would send people up at the hop harvest, especially singles, and they would mingle and pick up hops. It became a whole social event.
There was always the option to skip out on the taverns and semi-illegal acts by brewing beer at home yourself. But even that was illegal.
Homebrewing was illegal from the start of Prohibition all the way through until 1978. So it was only like 30 years ago that we actually legalized that again.
Who fought for that?
Actually, Jimmy Carter.
Really?
Yeah. On December 5th, 1933, Prohibition was repealed and all rejoiced.
You know, there were tons of parties all across the city, and one of the most infamous ones is actually the one where Al Smith, the governor of New York at the time, had the first legal beer in New York State after Prohibition, and it was a Budweiser. And it launched a whole controversy about why wasn't he drinking a New York brewed beer.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, that identity existed then and exists today too.
Prohibition is a fascinating time that helped shape our history in this country. For more, search for Prohibition in our archives at heritageradionetwork.org. This piece was brought to you by greatbrewers.com, a social media marketing platform dedicated to promoting the world's great brewers and the beers they create. For more information, visit greatbrewers.com. Produced by Christian Guest and edited by Jack Inslee for heritageradionetwork.org.